Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Everyone's eye toward the Florida coast, watching Hurricane Dorian. And Alan, the U.S. National Hurricane Center, says the deadly storm is now about 90 miles east-northeast of Cape Canaveral. A turn toward the north is forecast by tonight, followed by a turn toward the north-northeast by Thursday morning. Of course, the pictures from the Bahamas show complete devastation.
David, this is horrible. It's going to be what we can expect. We've had these before, but it does appear that climate change is real, that this kind of thing is going to be happening. The idea that this storm stayed in one place for as long as it did showed that the unusual is going to become the usual. For those people who want to do something, you can figure out a way, either the Red Cross or somebody else, to go and support these human beings in the Bahamas and who are so dependent on tourism that their economy will be wiped out for a long, long time to come. But the lesson is clear for all of us. We have to do something.
And the Democratic candidates for the presidential nomination in 2020 are releasing their climate plans. The issue of climate change, how much of a factor do you think that'll play in this 2020 election?
I don't know. A lot depends on how much people connect to this. It's easy to say this is somebody else's problem in the Bahamas or somewhere else, or there's nothing we can do about this, and we have a president of the United States who is leading in the wrong direction. And I have no great faith that this is going to become a top priority. You know, David, guns, which are a terrible scourge in the United States, is something that is much more specific. A Walmart says, we have to mitigate what we do here, and some of the other big box stores are doing the same thing. But a gun is a very specific thing, as opposed to this business of climate change, which could mean the end of the earth as we know it today.
The end of Britain as we know it. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's now ready to call a snap election, Alan, after lawmakers cleared the way for a vote today to prevent the UK from leaving the European Union without a withdrawal agreement at the end of October.
Well, he's frustrated. You know, a lot of people say he's reminiscent of our president in terms of his vitriol and outspokenness. But the fact is that the votes simply are not there to resolve this crisis. The reason is that there are a lot of people in Great Britain who want to go back to the old days where Great Britain ruled the waves, Hail Britannia, and that ain't going to happen. There are many people in Great Britain, quite frequently the youngest folks, who are perfectly content to stay in the European Union. Nevertheless, there are older people who remember the old days. They want to go back. They can't go back. The votes are not there. It is that evenly divided. If you have a snap election, you'll elect another parliament, but it's unlikely that you're going to find that there's going to be a major difference made.
North Carolina, Alan. Their legislative maps have been thrown out by a state court panel. The court ruled that the maps were unconstitutional and had been drawn by Republicans for partisan gain. New maps must be approved by September 18th. The so-called gerrymander not new, certainly in New York and elsewhere in our region.
David, much of this is going to end up in the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, the reason for that is that the Supreme Court has refused to get involved in the gerrymander. That's historical. It's always been. It's disgusting, and I'll tell you why, because it is antithetical to the concept of a democracy. You allow a state legislature to create an election system where their party can't lose. It is something that has been troubling to me in all my years in the classroom and to all of those students who I've had over the years who just can't understand how it happens. They also can't understand how a president who gets 3 million fewer votes than his opponent gets to be president.
And what do you make of the future of the Electoral College? And aren't there, if I'm not mistaken, Alan, some states that have either voted or are considering not recognizing the Electoral College votes?
There is a movement where states are asked to always cast their electoral ballots for the person who got the most votes. Whether or not enough states do that to make the difference, because that's what it would take, everybody getting on board on this thing, is another question. I have my doubts.
Federal immigration authorities have partly reversed course on a controversial decision to stop considering requests for foreign nationals to remain in the country for medical treatment or other special circumstances. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says letters will go out this week, reopening all cases pending August 7th, taking care of those who are not citizens.
Well, as you know, Donald Trump has a big thing about immigration. That's what he considers to be his pathway to re-election. What they do is they try something. They say, okay, if you're in the United States for an operation, you have to leave. Well, it doesn't get worse than that. And, of course, the outcry is so great, they say, okay, you can stay. They do this kind of thing all the time. First, they throw it out. Then, when it doesn't work for them, they take it back. It is not a way to run a country.
Ali Allen, the Pentagon has sidelined 127 building projects to fund a border wall. The Defense Secretary Mark Esper approved the use of $3.6 billion in funding from military construction projects to build 175 miles of President Donald Trump's wall along the Mexican border. ACLU attorney Dror Layden said, "We'll be back in court very soon to block Trump's latest effort to raid military funds for a xenophobic wall."
Well, that's what he wants, and he's determined to get it. But there are all kinds of rules and laws. Whether that appropriated money must be used appropriately, I don't know. I do know that I speak to many congressmen who work very hard to make sure that their district gets some of these projects, whether they be nuclear, submarines, or other things. And we know that this president violates presidential norms all the time. Whether that transcends into the illegal, we'll find out when it gets into the courts. And as you know, increasingly, the courts are owned by Trump.
Our political observer, Alan Chertok, with us. Thank you, sir.
And thank you, sir.